Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hello? Hello?
Podcast Network Asia.
Welcome to Season 2 of the Get Hired Podcast, powered by Podcast Network Asia and Podmetrics. This is where I, Coach Laika Maravilla, will give you tips, tricks, and techniques to help you land your dream job. Whether internship yan, position, or promotion, I'm here to coach you through the entire process. I'm rooting for you, kaya tara, simulan na natin. Up. Before you file your resignation, let's talk about three things you need to think of before you resign. That's what we're going to talk about in this new Get Hired podcast episode. All right, welcome to a new episode of the Get Hired podcast, where we try to help you land your dream job. But if you have a job right now and it's not your dream job and you're not seeing the possibility that your dream job is at the end of this tunnel, maybe it is time to resign. But before you do that, three things to make sure na okay na okay ka na. Three things na magiging part ng inyong checklist before you submit that letter. Alright? Now, let's talk about the first and most obvious thing that not a lot of people think of. It's savings. Okay? Para madaling tandaan, SOP yung ating mnemonic device for this particular topic. S for savings. Kasi I want you to picture yung image kapag tayo ay naghahanda ng umalis, maybe for a field trip o kaya ano ba, any excursion. Do you still use the word excursion? Any trip, travel with your friends, di ba? Kung paano tayo umalis sa bahay. And as Filipinos, we rarely leave the house, kahit short trips lang, without baon. Baon is very important kasi lalo na kung you are anticipating it's going to be a long trip, it's going to be uneasy or unsure kasi hindi mo alam kung kailan ka pa ma-hire ulit, or at least you need some time to rest din, maganda if meron kang savings. Now, most financial advisors will tell you that you need at least yung emergency fund mo, which is worth 6 times na inyong monthly expenses. If hindi mo pa to na-figure out, maybe this is the time for you to do that. Again, just jot down yung mga regular expenses ninyo every month. Leave a little room for padding. Multiply it by 6 and see if you have at least that amount in yung savings account. If wala pa, then maybe it's not yet the perfect time for that. Maybe you need to finish off the year to get your bonus muna to help you fill that void, no? And why am I saying this? Because again, I want you to rethink things. I want you to unlearn yung idea that a job is the same as your career. If hindi kasi tayo career forward, no? If hindi laging natin iniisip yung career as our priority. Ang nangyayari minsan is people take whatever job they get. So yung unang tatanggap, unang mag-interview sa kanila, unang magbibigay ng job offer, yun na. And I feel bad that people, specifically from, sabihin na natin yung demographic na hindi masyadong privileged like I was before, kala natin ganun talaga. Diba? Parang okay na yan, basta may trabaho lang. And the truth is, if you don't start looking at opportunities, if you don't start thinking like other people na sabihin na natin nasa upper na echelon or nasa upper part ng society, hindi rin tayo mag-improve kasi kukunin natin lahat ng opportunity na lalapit sa atin instead of us seeking out better opportunities for ourselves. So, how do we do that? How do we provide a safe padding for that? Well, ang susi dyan, savings. Kasi kung meron kang enough to live off for at least half a year, no? Or at least a couple of months, I would say. Habang naghahanap ka ng susunod mong trabaho or habang nagpe-prepare ka for your next role, hindi ka masyadong nag-aalala. Wala kang anxiety or worry na biglang may pangangailangan tapos hindi mo maipoprovide, na biglang magiging due yung rent or yung bills tapos wala kang maipambabayad. And a lot of that rests on discipline pagdating sa expenses. Now, I'm posting this hoping to catch you at a good time kasi season na naman ang gastos sa panahon ngayon. Malapit mag-Christmas at the time I'm recording this, no? And ang tendency minsan is nauubos yung pera. And for yuppies, millennials, Gen Z, may mga Gen Z na may job ngayon, no? Na makakakuha ng first 13th month pay nila, ang tendency is nagsusplurge, bibili ng bagong phone, bagong device, no? Or magta-travel somewhere. Pero kung hindi ka na talaga masaya sa job mo or hindi ka talaga nakakita ng future career dito, I would encourage you to, instead of deadening or dumbing down the pain that you're feeling kasi nga hindi ka happy sa job mo by traveling or splurging or buying expensive things, use that money instead to kind of buy your freedom, di ba? Parang itabi mo na yung pera na yan for your emergency fund para makapag-design ka as soon as possible. Kasi kung uubusin mo yan, tapos mag-design ka without any savings, mahirap maging beholden to other people again. Diba? Hingi ka uli ng pang-interview sa parents mo, mangungutang ka ng pamasahe para maka-apply ng trabaho. Ayaw nating umabot sa point na yon. Okay? So kung isa ka sa people who still have their job or have kept their job throughout the pandemic, again, think of squirreling away part of it para maging savings mo, para pwede ka maghanap ng ibang opportunities. Now, that leads us to our next part ng ating SOP na ito, which is options. Okay? But before we talk about that, let me share another podcast that is co-produced by Podcast Network Asia. It's called Job Defined, hosted by Pat Soyao. He is a headhunter, and if you want more tips on different careers, different jobs, different professionals sa ibang field, go ahead and check it out. Again, it's called Job Defined with Pat Soyao, available on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and everywhere else you get your podcast. Okay?
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
Alright, balik na tayo sa conversation. Again, O for options. After you have your S, savings, O, options na tayo. Now, yung options, if you think about yung ating yung picnic or ating field trip, it's a lot like your map or your itinerary kapag kayo ay magta-travel. Kung wala ka kasing pupuntahan, why are you leaving? Right? So, what I would encourage you to do would be this. If hindi naman emergency yung pag-alis, kasi wala namang illegal na nangyayari sa opisina, hindi naman talaga mental health emergency ito, or maybe health emergency, which was kind of the case for me before, eh, pwede ka namang mamili ng iyong options. Map out your itinerary. Hanap ka ng, okay, saan ako pupunta? Maybe I could even arrange a number of interviews na. I could be more active na on job search sites. Pwede na ako maglagay na or mag-update ng aking profile sa LinkedIn or something like that, no? Parang simulan mo na, initiate mo na yung process kahit na hindi ka pa sure na aalis. Okay? Para that way, meron ka ng options. Kasi, again, no? Another thing that people neglect sometimes when they're too, sabihin na natin, hindi ko masabing contento, you know? Pero too afraid to venture out of their comfort zone is the possibility of you being pirated or being hired by another company. Especially if you're skilled dun sa ginagawa mo, experienced ka naman, lalo na kung yung field ninyo ay merong demand na mataas, it's so easy to be spotted, diba, by headhunters out there. So you have to put yourself out there, you know, just make sure that people know what you're doing. Think of projects then that could open up for you. If you're thinking of, okay, sige, tatry mo na ako mag-business after this kasi nakaipon na ako ng capital ko. Again, map out that plan. Develop that business plan. Hindi pwede na, oh, nag-resign lang, tapos okay na, bukas na, iba na naman yung susubukan ng walang plano. Okay? Now, why am I saying this? I'm not saying this to discourage you from resigning, no? Hindi naman sa ganun. Ang sinasabi ko lang is, I want to save you the pain and the anxiety pagdating sa pagkakataon na nag-resign ka na tapos hindi mo pa alam kung saan ka pupunta. No? Ang tendency kasi, habang tumatagal, sa totoo lang, habang tumatagal na sabihin natin nakatenga tayo or wala tayong ginagawa, nag-creep in yung mga insecurity, yung mga fears, yung mga worries. Tapos habang tumatagal pa yun, nagsisimula na rin mag-creep in yung question na, naku, baka sabihin ng mga tao, ang tagal ko na masyadong hindi nagtatrabaho. Baka mahirapan na ako makakuha ng trabaho ulit. Now, sasabihin ko agad sa inyo na hindi na yun yung case these days, lalo na ngayon kasi pandemic ngayon eh. Napaka-understandable na maraming mga nawalan ng trabaho or umalis sa trabaho because of the circumstances. So this is actually the perfect opportunity for you to do that. To think of a way, paano ba yung exit strategy ko dito? Paano ba ako aalis? Okay? So again, look at your options ngayon pa lang. Alright? Now, the next piece of advice starts with P kasi SOP tayo, savings, options. Yung third consideration is the process. Okay? How do you say goodbye? Diba? Pag aalis din tayo ng bahay, we have to make sure the door is locked. We say goodbye to the people in the house din kung may mga tao tayong iiwanan. Dapat everything is in order before we leave. And you have to do your research pagdating sa bagay na yan. Ano ba yung process ng company? Kailangan mo ba mag-render ng ilang days ng service? Paano yung paperwork dyan? Ano yung hierarchy? Paano yung process na yan? Dapat maayos at smooth yung transition mo rin to the person that is going to take on yung role na dati mong kinukuha. Okay? So again, do your research when it comes to the process para hindi kayo biglang magugulat. Na parang alis na ako, yun pala may required na 2 weeks o may required na 1 month. It's time for you to revisit yung mga kontrata na pinirmahan nung panahon na hinahire kayo or every time na kayo ay pipirma for a bonus or a promotion. These things should be there. If hindi, you can go ahead and ask the people in your office, your boss possibly, or the HR people, kung ano yung inyong sistema para at least alam mo yung gagawin mo. No? So again, SOP before you resign. Check your savings. Check your options, your opportunities. Meron ba? Ano ba yung mga pagpipilian? And check the process para maging as smooth as possible yung transition na yun. Okay? This is the way na I would say you could leave a role without any guilt, without any worries or apprehensions. And I'm saying that not just because I was able to do this before, but actually there was a time in my life na hindi ko to nagawa. No, I left my job sa BPO due to health reasons, and because of that, it was really rushed and hurried. So hindi ko nagawa itong mga bagay na ito. I did have savings, pero I didn't really look at my options then, and the process was quite, again, rushed. Buti na lang mabait yung boss ko. So hi, Boss Kelly, in case nakikinig ka. But yeah, it was hard. And sa akin, even if nakaalis na ako, parang mayroon pa rin part of me na parang nire-regret na ganun yung nangyari. Sayang, sana mas swabe. And sana rin, mas sure ako no, sa decision na meron talaga ako nakalatag na options for myself. So again, no, I'm coming from the point na I have had my doubts about myself then, my own set of anxieties because I didn't do all the 3 things I mentioned today. Doon nanggagaling itong advice na ito. So again, consider that. Check your savings, check your options, check the process. Alright?
Hey marketers, advertisers, and business owners. Find yourself chatting up the same audience in the same places, using the same old lines? Maybe it's time to podcast the net further to catch your next customer. With Acast, there's plenty of fish in the sea with more than 100,000 podcasts and millions of listeners. So there's a perfect match for every business. Use our ad platform to cast your net, then narrow down using targeting such as demographic, show categories, audience segments, and more. Find your match, then reel them in. Advertise on more than 100,000 podcasts with Acast. Head to go.acast.com/closer to get started.
Now, I hope helpful itong episode na ito sa inyo. For those of you who are thinking of resigning, it's also a good time for you to brush up on the job interview process and the job hiring process. So if you want to go back to the previous episodes, kasi you may have to answer those same questions in a different light na siguro ngayon dahil may experience ka na. Go ahead and check out our past episodes. Tell me something about yourself. We talked about that. Rate yourself from 1 to 10. Why did you leave your last job? Which would be very relevant for you. Go ahead and listen to those na lang din. Okay? If you want to join the conversation, you can use the hashtag #GetHiredByTeamLaika, or you can join us at our Facebook page, www.facebook.com/GetHiredByTeamLaika. That's DAMLYQA. Para marinig namin ang iyong boses. If you have any issues, you want advice, or gusto niyo pa na ibang mga tips, you can go and check that out. Alright? Follow this podcast if you haven't yet, and we will be talking about more interview questions soon and more career tips soon. And that's it for now. Again, this is designed to help you land your dream job. I'm rooting for you, Kaya Nian, and I'll talk to you soon.
The views and opinions expressed by the podcast creators, hosts, and guests do not necessarily reflect the official policy and position of Podcast Network Asia, the hosts of the program, or other programs of the network. Any content provided by the people on the podcast are of their own opinion and are not intended to malign any religion, ethnic group, club, organization, company, individual, or anyone or anything.